Welcome in, Dave McCarthy from Sirius XM. And Dave, lots to digest. What stood out for you in Gary Bettman's press conference?
Well, I think the thing that stood out to me most was that while the announcement has been made, nothing really is going to happen in terms of ramping up a legit training camp, at least until the beginning of July at the earliest. So that means we've still got another 5 weeks to go before we really get back toward getting closer to playing games, which is to suggest that, you know, at this point, if games start before the third week of July, I would be really, really surprised. So I think it's going to be something that stretches well into the summer. So that would have been what stood out to me most. But the fact that the NHL became the first league to make an announcement of this nature, to me, is a really positive thing.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I don't think we heard a lot of new stuff come across the docket. What do you make of the draft lottery and how that would play out for the teams both in and outside the playoffs today?
I think that's probably the most fair thing. I think the seven teams that fall outside of the 24 that will be included in either the bye or the play-in round, I think, you know, justifiably they should have the best chance to, and frankly the only chance in my mind, to get the first overall pick. So that makes sense, and then they'll slot it in based on how the play-in round plays out, the remaining eight slots to make up the remainder of the draft lottery. So, and to me, I have no problem with it, to be honest with you. Really, there's not much more I can say than that. I think that's a pretty fair way of doing it, to be honest with you.
But the teams that are in the play-in, they can get the second and third pick, though.
Right. But that's okay, because I'll put it this way. You had an opportunity in the past, in the old draft lottery, to have teams make significant jumps. And, you know, generally speaking, the odds will be more heavily weighted in favor of teams that were 17 through 24 than they would be, whatever that would be, 9 through 16. So, again, like, there's really no perfect solution, but I think that's as fair as you can come up with. I didn't read that and say, wow, that's, this team's really got an unfair advantage, or man, does that team ever come away like a bandit? I think that's, by and large, as fair as you can come up with.
When you take a look at the some of the hub cities and the possibilities, I believe there's 10 out there, are you surprised at any of the names that are on that list currently, knowing what we know about kind of where the totals are for individual cities?
Maybe Los Angeles a little bit, based on where their situation was, I guess, end of March. They seemed like they were in a really tough spot with where the virus had come. And I know their mayor, Eric Garcetti, was very stringent on putting in stay-in-place orders quickly. He was one of the first local politicians I know that went out and gave those orders. But, maybe that in the long term helped them out. And I haven't seen their numbers lately. But if they're in a much better position, that's good. That probably would have something to do with what the mayor did back in the middle of March, end of March. So that maybe would have been my only surprise. Just like I said, knowing where they had been. Edmonton, to me, makes a ton of sense. I know we've talked about this before, but it makes a ton of sense. Just from the infrastructure in place, the rinks that are available, the containment that they can put in place, that to me makes a lot of sense. Toronto would make a lot of sense as well if the numbers can get to a point where they are acceptable in terms of the virus. Today was one of the lowest days in the past couple of weeks, so that was good. But before that, things hadn't been going as well as they had been for, say, about 2 weeks or so. And then we'll see where we are 2 weeks from now after the legions of idiots crowded into a park on Saturday. You hope that doesn't lead to a spike 2 weeks from now once the gestation period of the virus takes place. I guess putting it that way, nothing really surprised me all that much. And, you know, Toronto, Edmonton, to me, make a ton of sense. They probably want one in the United States as well. I think Columbus is pretty high on that list from what I've heard. And I know Vegas is an area where the numbers have been pretty good. And certainly they've got a lot of ability to house large numbers of people if they decide to go down that road.
Dave McCarthy joins us from Sirius. Now, Dave, I was just reading back. Any team in the lottery can win the number one overall pick, not just the seven teams out. They just have a low percentage. But reading Bob McKenzie, I just went through it again. If we just don't know which team would win, but if it comes from the number eight through to the number 15, that team would actually get it. So the Toronto, like any of the teams that are in the play-in, the Penguins, the Oilers, the Leafs, if they lose, now granted, they have a small chance, but they in theory could pick first overall.
Yeah, but again, that's okay, right? Because essentially what the play-in round is in place of is the remaining 10 games or so of the regular season, which the league cut out, right? So Toronto is, what, a point into the playoffs right now? Who's to say they make the playoffs for sure if they had played out the remaining 10, 12 regular season games? You know, same thing with Carolina, all these teams that are on the bubble. So I don't really have a problem with that, just because it's not like you're taking the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are in for sure, and then if they had been in part of some play-in round, which they're not, which obviously I think would have been unfair, which is why they didn't do it that way. Them having an opportunity to win the number an overall pick would have been nuts. But a team that's, you know, either just on the bubble or 4 or 5 points in, right now, if they had played out the remainder of the regular season, there is no guarantee that those teams would have made it. I remember the Maple Leafs back, I think it would have been the 14-15 campaign. I believe they were 9 points in with like 10 or 12 games to go, and they missed the playoffs by 9 points. So, just because you're, you know, seemingly in pretty good shape with 10 games left in the regular season, if you don't close the deal, you can miss the playoffs, and then thus you're eligible for the lottery under the system that they've been using for the last couple of years. So, to me, I don't have an issue with that, really. I don't.
Sirius XM NHL host Dave McCarthy joined us, breaking down the conversation Gary Bettman had, releasing the plan for a new start to the NHL season when everything looks okay. McCarthy, Team X win the Stanley Cup. Do you feel it's a tainted season for winning a Stanley Cup this year based on the way the year has gone?
No. Should we call up Dave Bolin right now and ask him, say, hey, you know, that cup-winning goal you scored in 2013, it was a pretty nice goal, but, man, yeah, when I look back at that goal, it's kind of tainted, isn't it, right? You only played 48 games that year. What do you think he's going to say? No, it's not tainted. Yeah. What do you think anybody in Chicago is going to say? No, not tainted. No, I simply don't think it is. That year, they played 48 games, and I'm being honest. I've yet to meet the person who has brought up to me that, man, the 2013 Cup, that's one of those ones we just got to take with a grain of salt. I haven't met that person yet. So this year we've played 70 or so regular season games, and all of a sudden we're going to turn around and say, oh, well, this year, you know, whoever wins that Cup, there's an asterisk beside that. Why? Well, we played more regular season games, so that shouldn't be an issue. Why? Because there's no fans in the building? Well, last time I checked, the fans don't play the games, so it'll be a change, but it has nothing really to do with what comes out on the ice. And if you're going to come into the 5, 6, 7, or 8 spot in the conference, you know, is a play-in round more difficult to get through than, say, the final 10 games of the regular season would be to secure your playoff spot that way? I mean, I'm sure there's someone out there who'll do the math on that and come up and tell us that there's a better percentage chance on one way or the other. But essentially now, if you're going to finish in 5, 6, 7, or 8, you got to win 5 rounds to win the Stanley Cup. So to me, that's even harder. So no, the answer is I do not see 2020, whoever wins the Stanley Cup as one that should be looked at as any kind of some sort of inferior accomplishment.
Dave, the play-in rounds best of 5. Would you have the first round of the playoffs also a best of 5?
No, because then you start to get down a road where you can more tangibly make that argument that
Because keep in mind, like when the Islanders won four in a row, and when the Orders won their first two cups, the first round was best of five up until 86, right? It was only until 87.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
No, you're right. But, you know, that was then, and this is the format that we've used for the last 33 years. So that's why I'm saying if you arbitrarily jump back to something that you did 30 plus years ago, I mean, I still probably wouldn't look at it all too differently, but you could start to make that argument. So I like the fact that they're keeping the 16 team playoff tournament, all four rounds, best of seven. And, you know, as long as you get the game started by end of July, early August, you know, the cup playoffs take generally 2 months, so that means they'll be done by the end of September, early October at the very latest. And then you take 2 months off. It sounds like the season for next year probably isn't going to start until December the 1st at the earliest. So there, to me, is no reason why you would make that change to arbitrarily shorten the first round. I don't think they should do that, and I'm glad they didn't.
Well, David, there'll be lots to discuss moving forward. And hockey fans, they have at least a few things in media to look at and say, okay, we know what the matchups are going to be for the first eight rounds. And I'm sure we will dissect every specific thing about that, which is great because we've had nothing to talk about for the last few months. Although on our show, we've loved story time, but we'll get into a little bit more evaluation of teams and such with you in the next few weeks. So thanks, David. Have a good one.
Yeah, good to be on, boys. Thanks.